Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Small Biz
America. And welcome back to Small Biz America here on Biz Talk Radio Network. I am David Wolf. Hope you're having a great week in your business. By the way, if your business needs capital, we can help. Just visit us at smallbizamerica.com. Click on the Business Finance tab in the navigation area. You'll fill out a short form, and we'll get in touch with you as soon as we can and help you out with your capital needs for your business. We've got capital at Small Biz America. Also, if you'd like to host your own radio show or podcast on BizTalk Radio Network, I'm the guy that can help you. Go to smallbizamericaradio.com, or you can just shoot me an email at smallbizamerica@gmail.com. This week we've got Mary, and I hope I've got her name right, Mary Brambila. She'll be joining us later. She's the entrepreneur and founder of a hair salon, very special hair salon located in Santa Monica that does high profile celebrities. So we'll be talking to her about how she built her business. Randy Long will be visiting us in segment two. We'll be talking about business valuation. Few of us know when we're ready to sell how much our businesses really work. So we'll cover that and related topics. Gabe Arnold from the Small Biz Brain segment in segment four. And up first, we've got Roger Keoki, who's standing by on the line. Roger's the founder and creator of RF Palooza and Techie Palooza. These website platforms were created to help small businesses in the advertising and IT industries help them compete more effectively with a focus on RFPs. Let's find out how he does it. Roger, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So let's clear the fog on all of this. The government has a lot of programs available that both, you know, this is the, of course, the public sector and the nonprofit sector. There are a lot of these. Maybe they're little known. RF Palooza has now approaching 200 subscribers. So you must be doing something right. You're growing every day. Tell us a little bit about how this all got started and how you guys operate.
Well, I've worked for many years in the advertising industry and at big agencies and small agencies. I've owned my own. And one of the things you got to do frequently is fill out RFPs, which are requests for proposals. Some people call them RFQs. Other people call them other acronyms, but the generic is RFPs. And they come from both the private and public sector, but we found ourselves filling out more and more, you know, public sector and nonprofit, and one other big sector is academic. We can get into that. But, you know, when a town needs a new logo, needs a new website, when a tourism authority needs to do a tourism campaign, if they're part of the public sector, they have to issue what's called an RFP. And so what we do is we find all of them within the two verticals you mentioned, in the advertising marketing area for RF Palooza, and then the IT and high-tech consulting areas for Techie Palooza, and make it very easy for small business people and medium-sized business people who are looking for opportunities out there to easily find the RFP and the type of opportunity they're looking for.
Roger, at the top level, is this you guys go out and sort of aggregate all the possible RFPs that are available throughout the U.S.? Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, I call it, what we are is an easy button. We have our little elves who find the RFPs, And we make it so that, and we, you know, we categorize them by region, by specialty within advertising and specialty within IT. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, with one click, a subscriber can get the actual document right in their hands. Sometimes wow. there might be an intermediate step because the organization issuing the RFP wants you to register. Usually it's free before you get the RFP. But I would say 90% of our RFPs are one click away from our database.
That's brilliant, because isn't it true that in any other instance they would have to contact the governmental agency that's issuing the RFP and kind of go through a process with them internally? Do you, in effect, well, you called it an easy button. I guess in many ways that is what it is.
No, that's what it is. I mean, I think they're pretty much, you know, other than having to register because some of these organizations want to know who's looking at their RFPs. Other than that, I mean, they're pretty readily available once you find them. But the key is finding them and finding the right one for your agency or for your company.
Fascinating. And so there are a lot of flavors, sizes, and colors, both on the marketing side and the technology side. And I guess you sort them out within the website. By the way, folks, the website you should know is www.rfpalooza. I'll spell it. It's rfpalooza.com. And we're visiting with Roger Keoki. He's the founder. Do you organize these so that a small business that's seeking, you know, the optimum size project for their capability can locate them easily? Tell us a little bit about how sort of the interface looks. Of course, folks will go out and visit for themselves, but give us a sort of a high-level view of that.
We try to make it as easy as possible. You know, obviously the first cut is by region, and we categorize them into seven regions. But in the RFPalooza, which again is advertising-based, we have advertising, marketing, public relations, video production, web development, graphic design, and a few others that I'm probably forgetting. We rely on Google for all of those categories. And in Techiepalooza, which is TEKKIPALOOZA, we have hardware, software, consulting, services, systems management, and probably a few other that I forgot as well.
Sure.
But, again, we make it very easy for, cause, you know, because even within verticals, there are verticals, as we know.
Right.
So we try to make it as easy as we possibly can for, you know, the company to find the right RFP for them.
Roger, how does your company make money?
Through subscriptions. You know, basically we attract people to our website through SEO, through pay-per-click advertising, sometimes display advertising, venues such as this. And, you know, we allow ones with, like, close-in expiration dates to be accessed for free. And then hopefully once someone tries us and they like us, they subscribe. And
go ahead. I was going to ask probably the question you're about to answer. Yeah, it's a freemium model, right? So the first month is
a freemium model for sure. Yeah. The first month is always free, and they get a chance to sample it. And you know, it's for lots and lots of people. It's very right. You know, some people it's not the right type of projects, and that's fine
sure.
too.
Sure.
But no, we try to, as I said, make it simple. Make it vertical, and give, you know, I mean, obviously everybody's in business to make money, but I think we're doing something to help smaller businesses, because the one thing about RFPs, it's a quasi-level play. I mean, some of these are wired and they're written so that only one firm can win, but you know, 90% of them, I would say, it gives particularly startups a chance to compete. And, you know, you may have to stub your toes a few times before you win one. But, you know, I mean, I was just talking to a woman the other day who has a small PR firm. So she's been doing it for 29, she's been a subscriber for $9.95 a month, and she got a $40,000 job. So, you know, that's worth the investment.
Wow.
And you know, a lot of these RFPs, when you're talking about you know, tourism accounts, lottery accounts, which are obviously run by the states, medical center accounts, you know, they're over $1 million to $2 million in terms of billings, which can, you know, result in a few hundred thousand for the company, for the agency.
Well, I'm quite sure as a leveler, RFPalooza and Techiepalooza, you are indeed creating opportunities for businesses, making them aware of opportunities they may not have known of. Also making it a lot more friction-free in terms of the process, which is a brilliant, brilliant business model. And with 200 subscribers, you must be doing something right. As I said earlier, we've been visiting with Roger Keoki. He's the founder of RFPalooza and Techiepalooza, respectively. But they're all contained in the one website. Is that right, Roger? RFPalooza.com?
Yeah, well, actually, techiepalooza.com is a separate site. Completely.
It is a separate site. So, okay. All right. Terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So it's RFPalooza. Okay. There you go.
Yeah, we've got it. So RFPalooza and Techie with a K. So TekiPalooza.com. And a great model. We wish you the best. Thanks for joining us on the program, Roger. And all the best to you. Thanks for supporting getting RFPs out to small businesses that deserve them.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Up next, we're going to have Mary Brambila. I hope I'm not killing her name there. It's either Brambila or Brambila. Wouldn't be the first time I did that, right? She's an entrepreneur and founder of a very famous salon that caters to celebrity-type folks. And we'll have her here on Small Biz America right after the break. Don't go away. It's 17 past the hour. We'll be right back.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz America.
Back with you, David Wolf here on Small Biz America on Biz Talk Radio Network. Mary Brambilla is the owner and founder of the famous Beachside Boutique. It's a hair salon located on the oceanfront of Santa Monica. I like it already. Aptly named the Brambilla Salon. This is 12 years into success for Mary. She created a business from what she knows how to do best. It started when she was really, really young. Continues to be a very popular business for loyal clientele, rather. These are high-profile celebrities and business owners throughout L.A. Joining us on the line from Santa Monica is Mary Brambilla. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. So you have a very colorful story, pun intended. You actually started as a hair colorist or representing, was it L'Oreal? Do I have that right, Mary? Tell us a little bit about how all this got started.
I basically started beauty school when I was as an elective in high school. And it turned into my passion. And early on, I started assisting amazing colorist Mark McDaniels in at Crystal Salon Beverly Hills in with L'Oreal, and that just became my passion. And I went to community college and realized that I really wanted to get going and making money. So I didn't finish that, but I started assisting, and then by the age of 23, opened up my salon with my clientele from basically from Brentwood, moved them into Santa Monica, and have just grown my business from then, really based on the culture that we've created, which is all the art of passionate hair and really not drama-free, beautiful environment, and basically client-focused. We do anything and everything, and I try to almost treat it like a concierge. When from the time a client steps in till the time they leave our door, it has a flow of catering to all their needs, and it's been just a really amazing experience to be able to become family with my clients and at the same time do art every day. It feels like I go to art class every day, so it's been a really amazing journey, and I love it.
Yes, this idea of co-creating the look, particularly when you're dealing with celebrities who are often dealing with being on camera or just simply a sense of vanity that probably exceeds most of us mere mortals, that's a very delicate and very special and intimate relationship. I'm curious, you built the business around your skills. Do you have others that work alongside of you, or is it really about you doing the work in this context?
No, it's about building a like-minded people around me and around each other, and providing a space that allows us to just create and take care of, nurture our clients. I feel like a lot of the stylists in my salon, it's very no ego based and very about taking care of the client and just doing what we can to make them feel good, feel beautiful. So, and it is, like you said, an intimate experience. So it almost feels like at the same time we are slash therapist healers with our clients. So
sure.
I feel like we've surrounded a team of people that are like-minded, that want to just take care of their clients and at the same time create beautiful hair. So we have become like this little gem in Santa Monica that people come to, and we have like really great reviews where we ask people, oh, how did you hear about us? And it's just word of mouth how they literally, a lot of people will say, I've heard of this, it's a little destination salon, and it's this little gem that no one knows about, because we actually, the way we're set in, it's, we look over the Pacific Ocean, and it's, you have to buzz in. It used to be an old apartment building, so you have to buzz in, and it's so charming and beautiful now. So it's fairly exclusive, and you kind of have to know about it to find it, so it's been
yeah.
an amazing thing.
Yeah, yeah. You've created sort of a scarcity, or maybe exclusivity is a better word, and I sort of like the low profileness of it being in an old apartment. Mary, can you tell us some of the folks that whose names we may have heard that you are working on?
Yes. I mean, we do a lot of the stylists, we do high profile clients, and they really appreciate how we have the door there for them. You have to get
right.
buzzed in, but we do some of like the Twilight people. They always ask that we do keep them kind of their names not really out there. So
all right, all right.
Tell you, yeah, like Jennifer Gardner and people like that have been through our door, so it's been really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're in LA and you're in Santa Monica, so clearly the film industry, the television industry, is seated there, but. But what was it like? I mean, how did you begin to network into that particular market segment? Because that's not consumer time. That's sort of high-level celebrity, and they're very selective.
Yes. When I first started to look for a space, I really went to, like, finding what felt right for me. And I had assisted and started only 1 year, actually, as a hairstylist in Brentwood, which was also very high profile, a lot of celebrities, a lot of high profile clients there. And I really wanted to feel like I wanted a space for me to be able to work with my clients that was very peaceful. So mm-hmm. when the day I decided, it was really like a really amazing morning, but I was like, today I'm going to find the location. I basically declared it, and I woke up my husband and said, I want to find this location. And so we drove down. He's like, let's go to breakfast in the marina. So we drove down Ocean, and there was a sign that said, office space for lease. And I said, pull over, we got to get it. So anyway, it was this little space that was actually unlocked. I happened to just like peek through the window. It happened to be open. So it was really just a meant to be thing. And And I called the guy, and it was the next morning. I said, oh, I'd love to see it. Yes, that sounds perfect, that amount of money that it cost. And anyway, the next day I did my math, and I'm like, wait, I'm crazy. I can't afford this. And I called him back and said, you know what, I don't think I can afford it, but thank you. He's like, come in anyway, let me show you the space. He ended up showing me a back space that I could afford, and I said, no, I really like the front, but thank you anyway. And he said, tell you what, if you really like the front one and you can afford the back one, I'll give you the front one for the back. So anyway, it just worked out. Like, it's just, you believe you can do it, it just all works out. So definitely be fearless, because I'm so thankful I was and have been.
Well, I'm glad we talked about this offline. I got about 30 seconds here to wrap it up, but we talked about the fact that my audience here on Small Biz America, I mean, these are folks that really, they want to hear a story that can give them the confidence to, do the work of the work every day in their businesses to grow them. If you had one little tidbit of advice, what would you offer to them about what you now know about starting a business?
I would definitely say, if you feel it in your heart that it's right, believe it and do it, because the doors will open if it is right for you. So definitely don't doubt yourself and make it happen. Just go for it, because the doors will open one way or another. They just do. You just have to believe that it will.
There it is. Mary Brambilla. She's the owner of Brambilla Salon in Santa Monica. A success story for more than 12 years now. Mary, thanks so much for joining us on the program. I should give the website. It is, of course, you're welcome.
BrambillaSalon.com. Thank you so much.
It's Brambilla, and I'll spell it. It's Brambilla Salon.com. Thanks, Mary. After the break, we've got Rand. Yeah, absolutely. Have a good week. After the break, we've got Randy Long. We're going to learn more about business valuation. Do you really know what your business is worth? It's 30 past the hour.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time for another PR and SEO quick tip with Melanie Rembrandt. So, Melanie, how do I build buzz for my business fast if I'm on a limited budget?
The best way to boost awareness for your business fast is through your website and public relations. To start, review your website and ask yourself if it is easy to use and provides value to potential customers. If not, add copy and information pertinent to your customers' needs. Then make sure your site is optimized for the search engines so that potential customers can find you online. If your site isn't optimized, you may be missing out on potential sales that are going to the competition. Next, talk to specific media members who target your audience. Tell them about the unique qualities and benefits of your products and services, and offer your expertise for future stories. Your discussions may lead to a feature story in a major publication that gives you third-party credibility and free publicity. With a good website that offers value and a few published stories about your business, you'll have a good chance of seeing a quick increase in site visitors and sales.
Want to boost sales fast with public relations and search engine optimization? Listen to PR and SEO Quick Tips with Melanie Rembrandt and visit RembrandtWrites.com/radio for your free newsletter, exclusive tips, and more.
Small Biz America.
David Wolf back with you on Biz Talk Radio Network. Our guest on this segment is an expert in preparing business owners to sell or transition out of their enterprises. Randy Long is CEO of Long Business Advisors, LLC. He's also the creator of Braveheart Planning Process, the Braveheart Planning Process, and author of the upcoming book, The Braveheart Exit, 7 Steps to Creating Your Family Business Legacy. Joining us on the line is Randy Long from Long Business Advisors. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. I'm happy to be here.
So this is an area that becomes rather sensitive as business owners begin to plan an exit for themselves, and many of them simply don't know what a business is worth. But before we get into all of that, we need to understand, you know, many have said start from the end when you're business planning. What the heck is an exit planner? That's what you do.
Yes, that's correct. An exit planner ultimately helps the business owner prepare to exit their business for the most money possible, assuming it's going to a third-party sale. Of course, it may be going to kids, and there's a need to prepare for that too. So you want to prepare for a successful exit one way or another. So that's what an exit planner is, and in particular, it is a credential. I hold a CEXP, which is a credential that you get as an add-on, if you will. You have to be either a lawyer, or a CFP, or a CPA to be able to work towards obtaining one of those. So you need some planning background.
So, and in terms of the financial foundation that you speak of as an CFP, rather, you need that because you need to contextualize financial statements to establish marketable value. Is that a fair statement, or give us a sense of how that looks?
Yeah, well, you need to have a decent background in this because exit planning incorporates a number of other disciplines, if you will, because it includes, you know, it includes estate planning, it includes understanding the mergers and acquisitions world. It has to do with understanding what it takes and what makes a company more valuable to a buyer. So you need to be able to understand and be able to communicate with your client what it is that a buyer is looking for when he's looking at your business.
What's the single thing, as you work with so many clients as you do, Randy Long, what's the single thing that you think business owners who are selling don't quite understand about the process or about the value of their business that they are selling?
Yeah, many times people overestimate the value of their business because they don't really, they use some rule of thumb that they've heard about, that somebody else has told them about, Or sometimes, once in a while, we have clients that have severely underestimated the value of their company. And so you need to, we need to get a market value, if you will, of that company, so we have a sense of what it is your goals are in selling the company, what you're worth currently right now, and what the gap is between those goals and what the current value of the company is. And that many times will lead us to do some planning and some business growth planning, because they may be, there may be a fairly large gap between what they are likely to get on sale and what it is they think they need to be financially secure for the future. And
is
that
it fair
comes
to
up a lot.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
That comes up a lot whenever you have smaller businesses that are largely dependent on the owner. And owner-dependent businesses are much more difficult to sell for multiples. So, you know, that's something that most of the small business owners don't understand.
Many small business owners do build their business around their ability to do the work of the business and fail to work on the business. Do you find that you engage with business owners earlier in the arc of their development, long before their exit will actually occur, or do most of them wait until the last second? I'm guessing it's the latter, but I may have that wrong in some cases.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the 80-20 rule. About 20% of the owners understand what the issues are, and they will engage someone some years in advance, and about 80% of them, the owners think that they can decide they're going to sell. You know, I want to sell, let's go to sale. But there's a big difference between a transaction and a transformation. And exit planning is broad and deep and wide, and it is intended to be transformational to the owner, not just transactional. And to the extent that you plan and prepare, you're much more likely to be successful. As a matter of fact, the number one reason why businesses fail to sell is because of a lack of preparation.
Everything's about preparation. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Randy Long. He's the founder, I think you're the founder, are you not, of Long Business Advisors, the website one and the same, longbusinessadvisors.com.
That's right.
You've talked about the concept,
yeah,
Randy, of safeguards, and you've likened it to an insurance policy. For those listening that run a business today, what is it about making a durable business that you'd like them to know? Whether they're working with you or not, and hopefully some of them will contact you that are listening. But what is it, when you talk about safeguards, what are you really talking about there? And what can a business owner do around that subject?
We are talking about business durability. That is the idea of protecting the business and the family from contingencies that could destroy the business. As an example, at certain points in the growth of the business, the death of the owner could destroy the business. It's also possible that a death or loss of a key employee could destroy the business. I mean, we have in the early part of my book, which, by the way, was actually released in May. I should have told you that earlier, but and it hit number 4 on the Wall Street Journal list.
Oh, so, fantastic. So it's already out.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4. We should
out.
Repeat. Yeah. And the title, once again, is
The Braveheart Exit,
7 Steps to Creating Your Family Business Legacy. So it is available on Amazon and other usual suspects. Go ahead, though, please.
So the business durability piece, in the beginning of that book, it talks about an engineering company that the owner basically had a large tri-state business, and but he was the only one that had the actual license to practice, even though he had a large number of employees. And so upon his death, because there was no other technically licensed engineer in the company, all the employees, and he had no preparation, nothing to retain the employees upon his death. And so what was a very, very successful business with lots of revenue and should have been worth a lot of money at sale, because he, upon his death, with nothing to tie the employees to the company, they all left, and ultimately they liquidated the company for literally pennies.
Unbelievable story.
It was a mess.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, that is an example of somebody that didn't plan, and the contingencies did kill the business, as well as his own death, of course, was difficult on the family, but it was especially difficult when they found out that there was essentially no value in the business anymore, since he hadn't prepared to preserve it upon his death.
If we walk away with nothing more on this segment, folks, I think it's about the preparation stages. Randy, tell us a little bit about how you work. Are you a consultancy? Are you paid for the transaction when they sell? Combinations? Talk a little bit. I've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, yes. We typically are paid on a monthly contract to consult and to advise and to direct that whole process of what we call the Braveheart planning process. And then should we later be hired to manage the sale of the company, then we will do a flat percentage to manage that, and by vetting the M&A firms and getting the deal lawyers and basically standing beside the owner and advising him through that whole process.
LongBusinessAdvisors.com is the website. We've been visiting with Randy Long. He is, of course, the founder and chief bottle washer there, I'm guessing. It sounds like you've dealt with just about every type of business on the planet, and you really understand how to help owners understand what their business is worth, and if it's not worth what they'd like it to be when they exit, you understand how to gap them so that it can be worth and they can actually get out of it what they would hope to get. Randy, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, David.
You are welcome. LongBusinessAdvisors.com. After the break, it'll be Gabe Arnold on the Small Biz Brains segment, David Wolf on the Biz Talk Radio Network with you. We'll see you in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Yes, it's time once again for the Small Biz Brain. Joining us on the line, as always, our recurring guest and expert, Gabe Arnold. His business and website, copywritertoday.net. They are experts in email marketing automation, sales, marketing-related subjects. They help businesses grow. Gabe, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, David. I always enjoy our time, and I hope everybody listening also finds it valuable or at least entertaining. So.
Well, it ought to be entertaining this week, as we, Gabe and I just were discussing before we rolled here. Many of us as people and people-run businesses have waste, inefficiency, and junk stuff, as George Carlin would say, in our lives. And it affects our ability to do business well. Gabe has been thinking about this and contemplating it, so I'll toss it to you.
Yeah. So I'll tell everybody what I did over the weekend here. I have this big 8x12 wall that's like straight across from my computer. Mm-hmm. And I did have like a whiteboard hung on it, and then I've moved some stuff around, and I'm always changing up my office, probably just because I'm bored, but. This weekend, I bought some chalkboard paint and painted the whole thing. So now I have this giant chalkboard. So if everybody can imagine, it's, like I said, it's like 8x12 or maybe even a little bigger. So it's huge. So
this is like an idea board. And it's a chalkboard. It's not a whiteboard. It's a chalkboard, not a whiteboard. So you now have like, what's it, the dust that comes off of the erasers and things we remember from school. Yeah.
Exactly. I've had the whiteboards, which I like, but I saw somebody do the chalkboard idea, and I was like, I'm going to try that. So that's what I did.
Wow.
So now I record some videos and do some kind of podcast and video cast stuff from it, which is nice, and I like the black background. But what I have at the top of my board, like really big, like 3 or 4 feet long, it says remove waste. Because that's what I've been thinking about, and I want to just kind of share like why I think about that and why I think it's a critical kind of thought process or step towards success in any business or really in any career, just in life in general. What happens is, like, if I recall, David, I think you moved recently, and about a year ago, I moved into my home here. And when we move, everybody's probably moved at least once. You're like, where did all this junk come from? How did this all pile up on me?
Right.
No matter what size home you're in, you're like, this is just a crazy bunch of garbage here that I don't even know what this is. And having material possessions that like stack up is one thing, because you have to deal with them at least periodically through your life. But as an entrepreneur or in relationships or in your career, the real waste that we have to look for is like this excess stress we create. When we're not dealing with a problem, then it becomes kind of like this junk or waste on our on our, you know, brain or in our mind, or we're afraid to deal with taking out the trash, so to speak, and we let an employee or a vendor or even a bad client or just a bad project. Maybe it's not even a bad client, it's just a bad project. We let that stuff stack up. And then this kind of burdening, you know, or pressure just builds on top of us. So pretty soon, without us realizing it, we're stressed out, we're, you know, this energy is being sapped away from us, and it's because we have all this trash or this waste on top of us that shouldn't be there.
Gabe, do you have a ritual or a set of rituals that you like to recommend, and maybe you practice some of these yourself? Of course, for everybody, it might be different and very much their own idea, but what are some of the ways we can begin to remove what I'll call sort of this combination of psychic and physical waste from our lives and our businesses?
Exactly. So there's three E's to eliminating, to removing your waste. There's evaluate, eliminate, and energize. So the first thing that I do is I evaluate, and I say, like, okay, is this activity or project or vendor or employee or whatever it is, like, is this helping me be successful, happy, and fulfilled? And it's just really important to, like, make sure that not only do you feel, you know, good about what's going on, but the numbers work too. Obviously, if you're working on something and it's business related and you're not making any money, you won't be able to do that indefinitely, because that'll build up garbage on other fronts of your life. You have to make money.
Yeah.
So do like an evaluation. So I'm looking at something right now. I've got, I'm always creating new products. So I have 10 products in front of me, and there's two of them that probably aren't going to make the cut for next year. So I'm evaluating, you know, I love this product, but it's generating 1% in sales. So maybe it's not something I should pay attention to when I have other products that generate, you know, 40, 50, 70% of my sales.
Yeah, it's true that, when you're as creative as you are, you have to sort of let go of stuff that you might have an emotional attraction to. My comp to that is when I used to write music for radio, TV, and film years ago for clients in advertising contexts. You know, oftentimes I'd write a couple of different versions and present all of them, and the one I liked is not the one they chose. It's an emotional letting go of the aesthetics of the, in your case, the product or what it does. In fact, I'd love if you can give us an example. You may not want to for, you know, understandable reasons.
Yeah, no, I will, because I try to be pretty transparent. I think that's what helps people. So I've done social media marketing for years. So we have a product called Automate Your Social. And I really like the product, and the clients like it too. So there's not like there's no issue in a sense of like it's something we can accomplish and it's great, and we have a team of writers and creative people.
Yeah.
The issue has been that it doesn't take precedence over some of the other things that we focus on selling, and I just can't split away some of my time or some of the rest of the sales team here's time to focus on it, and so it hasn't gotten attention. There's nothing wrong with the product, but I'm like, but it sits there and it has costs associated with it, and I haven't been selling it. So it's like, that's just my fault. There's no product issue. It's just, it's a management and time resources issue. So when we evaluate, you know, that's the first step to say, okay, you know, evaluate what's going on, what's working, what's not, be really objective, and then get outside input sometimes, because sometimes, like you said, we're so in love with our idea, which is great, being creative or being entrepreneurial, but sometimes you need, maybe I run it by you and you're like, that sounds like a dumb idea, Gabe. And then I get some insight. And then the middle, you know, E is eliminate. So I will either transform this product and focus on it, or I'll eliminate it or do something different with it, and make sure my clients get into something better, or I'm going to eliminate the issue or eliminate the product or the distraction. And what happens is our subconscious already knew that was a problem, whether it's the product, the person, the relationship, the habit that you need to get rid of, whatever it is, your subconscious already knows that's a problem. And so it's been building this pressure behind your conscious thoughts. And when you eliminate, then what that does is that takes us to the last D. It energizes us, because now we don't have to worry about it. We're not spending this energy, dealing with it subconsciously, and that's what helps. So,
speaking of energy, I'm running up about, I got about 10 seconds left till the hard break. Gabe Arnold, always great to be with you. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Have a great week in your business. We'll see you next week on Small Biz America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.